A new documentary called Bus 174 tells the story of a dramatic bus hijacking in Rio de Janeiro in July of 2000, a standoff broadcast live on Brazilian television. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition movie critic Kenneth Turan says Bus 174 will captivate movie audiences in the United States.
When Bus 174 was hijacked, the Rio police neglected to secure the perimeter against TV crews. Because the bus had enormous glass windows on all sides, every moment of this terrifying situation was visible and broadcast live. José Padilla, director of the new documentary, was one of the millions transfixed by the unfolding situation. And the first thing he did when he began to work on his film was look at the hours of raw video the networks had recorded. It is remarkable footage. At the time, no one knew the hijacker's name. But the TV cameras followed him as he kept a gun at a hostage's head and said, "There's blood on my mind. Lots of blood." At one point, he orders a hostage to write a message in lipstick on the front window. "He is going to kill us all at 6 p.m. It's then that the real drama begins. Bus 174, however, does a lot more than rebroadcast that unsettling footage. The director talks to some of the hijacked victims, to a masked street criminal, to members of the city's elite SWAT team, to social workers, sociologists, family members. What concerns him are the societal forces that came together to cause the Bus 174 incident. Director Padilla uses what he has learned to examine the different ways modern urban society has failed its citizens. What results is a thoughtful, analytical, yet emotional film, meticulously investigated and absolutely compelling. We learn that the hijacker's name was Sandro, and that he came from the subculture of homeless, underage street kids in Rio that's been the subject of such fiction films as Pixote and The Recent City of God. We hear a sociologist explain that for Sandro, seeing himself as someone important became, tragically, as necessary a goal as staying alive. What makes Bus 174 so involving is its equal concern for the pressures and problems of the police. It is this kind of rigorous even-handedness, an ability to tell this story without special pleading for any of its participants, that makes Bus 174 unforgettable. Those who don't understand history are condemned to repeat it, and that was as true on a Rio street 3 years ago as it is on the international stage today.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.